Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
There is a boycott of the NFL that has been put in place. The NAACP has called for a boycott of the NFL. To the NAACP, I respectfully submit to you, you would have just as much luck asking the men of America to boycott bacon. All right, guys, let's show our support. We're going to boycott bacon. Are you kidding me? You think you're getting any support? The NAACP is out of their minds collectively. They would like you to boycott the NFL. Yes. Yes. Boycott the NFL. Because Colin Kaepernick doesn't have a job. So they're asking you to boycott the NFL. You would have a better chance, NAACP, of organizing a boycott of candy on Halloween, to be followed up by the boycott of turkey on Thanksgiving. Are you nuts? This boycott of the NFL may be the stupidest idea I've ever heard for a variety of reasons. Number one, Colin Kaepernick had an NFL job. He quit it with the San Francisco 49ers. And yes, you can tell me, well, you know, he had heard they were going to cut him anyway. Yeah. He quit his job. But that said, him being fired from his job wouldn't have made me change my opinion at all. And we saw more examples of it this week with Malcolm Jenkins and the Eagles. Like we saw with Michael Bennett last week. Like we saw with Marshawn Lynch. Like we've seen over and over again with a talented advocate, community-minded advocate like Richard Sherman. NFL fans don't care. They don't care about Richard Sherman being an advocate, being an outspoken ambassador for a cause. Philadelphia Eagles fans, some of the toughest in sports, they don't care. If Malcolm Jenkins decides to be an advocate for social change, in fact, they do it. The games go on. There aren't raging controversies. There's no need to protect them. There's no need to beg. So we've got NFL players galore that are willing to take public stances for things that they believe in, civic, community-minded. And you know what isn't happening to them? They're not losing their jobs. Fans aren't enraged by them. Again, this is so absurd. You're thinking, the NAACP believes that people are going to boycott the NFL. Let me tell you, this fails miserably. This crashes on takeoff. Yep. Can you believe that? The Giants had 15,000 empty seats for the opener. Can you believe it? Wow. I can't believe the Eagles' home opener had 10,000 empty seats. Are you nuts? Who actually came up with this idea? Who is now the director of organizing boycotts for the NAACP? Because this one is as stupid as it comes. There is a Colin Kaepernick is not being discriminated against. Colin Kaepernick decided to trash his potential employers. He decided to trash the police, to where the fact that the police were maybe even considering a boycott of the stadium on game day. They don't really find it funny to be called pigs as they do their jobs. They don't really find it that way. A boycott of the NFL, there are stupid ideas, and then there's this. Because stupid ideas wouldn't want to align with this. What? Nobody's being discriminated against. What NFL owners are being is discriminating. They have discriminating taste. Now, have they hired unsavory characters before that they believe to be unsavory? Absolutely. And what do they hire them for? Oh, they're prolific at sacking quarterbacks. That's good. Yes. They are tremendous players in the field at their position. Somebody who can help. If you can't help and you're a distraction, then you're going to be on the outside looking in. I love this. The NAACP boycott of the NFL. This is one of, this may be one of the worst ideas that I've heard in years. Good luck with it, guys. Good luck. You want to share a thought? You can at 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4CBS. Well, I'm supporting the boycott. Okay, yeah. There'll be the two empty seats in Section 312. That'll show very strongly on television. I think it's just the thing you need to do. Go make that case. One of the dumbest things that I've heard in years. Can we grab, what that was the NAACP saying, can we grab a headline? Is there a headline to be grabbed? Can we get some attention? Could people talk about us? Because that's what they're doing. Just ridiculous.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.